Hey everyone, it's Friday evening, and I'm taking another break from cleaning and getting stuff ready for tomorrow, the rummage sale, garage sale thingy. And I noticed that our neighborhood has a Facebook page. And, you know, when you create the event and you fill in the information, whoever did this did not supply any contact information, which I think is a huge mistake when you make a Facebook or an event page. Because what happens if the people that look at the page have questions? I have some questions. Well, actually, I owe them $5, and I wanted to be honest and pay my money, you know, to participate in this. And the other thing I realized is that I just got so much crap. And I went in and looked in the makeshift shed, and I was like, oh, so this is where my gardening tools are. And then I went into the garage, and I haven't been in the garage in a long time, obviously. And I love my beloved dearly, but I think I've developed his hoarding issues, because that aside, the rental property that we gave up in the garage was a sink cabinet that goes under the sink in the bathroom, you know, and encloses and gives you, you know, space, that whatever, drawers. And it's this ugly looking, has to be 1960s, early 70s maybe. And he had told my son to go pick it up. And I saw it for the first time today. Oh my God, why do you even have this thing in the garage? Ugh, throw it away. And he's going to tell me, I can fix it, and it can be fixed, and it can be fixed, and it can be painted. I'm like, oh, how can you find anything? I mean, it's just, I can complain because I am, but I shouldn't, because his garage is just, oh my God, I don't know. And then, you know, with the dogs, when my daughter moved out, she took her dog, so there's less waste that has to be picked up. And you figure that my man-child would be able to pick up the waste from the backyard, considering it's only one dog, before they were picking up for two. He can't do that. And that really irritates me. And the other thing that irritates me is that my backyard is totally overgrown. And this dog has already killed family of robins that were living in the rose bush. They had dumb birds. They do it every year. And Ginger basically jumps up and pushes on the trellis and knocks the little baby birds out. And then she doesn't eat them. She just crushes them. And then Mommy and Daddy fly away. And they're awful birds. They attack. You walk outside the back door and they just swoop down the daddy and attacks. It's creepy. And the other thing, too, is I have so much Halloween stuff. And there's a buttload of camping gear in my husband's shed. He's got the backpack, the big metal backpack for, like, real hard. And I was like, where's this been? I've never seen this before. And he's got the... Oh, that's right. He did go camping. He went to Canada that time. Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking we need to really, really get this together. And once the man-child leaves, I've got my work cut out for me between my yard. And I used to love gardening. And then with the snakes and June bugs. Where the hell are they coming from? And the other thing, too, was those damn Japanese beetles completely devour my rose bushes and some of my other vines.